you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning, it's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. So good to have you with us. As you undoubtedly know, a series of shootings at three spas in the Atlanta area on Tuesday evening left eight people dead. Authorities have identified six of them as women of Asian descent. And 21-year-old Robert Long is in custody, and authorities say he has confessed to carrying out the mass shooting. Right now, we want to take an opportunity to talk with AirTalk listeners of Asian descent who undoubtedly have very strong feelings and very serious concerns about this terrible event and want to talk about it. And this is a chance to share your feelings about it, your sense of security, your anger, whatever it is that you want to talk about. To express your reaction to this, we have our lines open for you at 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722. You can tweet at AirTalk, post on the AirTalk Facebook page, and post on the AirTalk page. I'm very glad to have with us KPECC and LAist correspondent covering Asian American communities of the Southland, Josie Wong. Josie, thank you for joining us. What kinds of conversations have you been having in the past 36 hours?
Well, it's been a lot of texting with other Asian American friends and relatives, but also hearing from non-Asians reaching out to just check in, because this is a huge tragedy that a lot of people have been anticipating and warning might happen from the very beginning of the pandemic. I actually was, Larry, just listening to a subpanel of the House Judiciary Committee this morning on the violence against Asians. And, this is something that Congresswoman Judy Chu, who represents Pasadena, was talking about on the call, was just that other members of Congress have been talking about this, sounding the alarm at the beginning of the pandemic and saying how there's been racism against Asian Americans from the very beginning of this country's founding, from the beginning of this country, but that the racist rhetoric we heard during the pandemic from the leaders in the highest elected offices, including former President Trump, meant talking about Kung Flu, the Chinese virus, it helped to bring us here today. And this panel that I was listening to is noteworthy in that it is the first time, according to one of the historians who was speaking to this morning, that is the first time in 34 years that Congress has held a hearing on this topic and addressed this issue of anti-Asian sentiment and violence that has been, very virulent in this country.
Josie, were there any prescriptives that were mentioned as part of the hearing, or just early on as just sort of establishing the issue itself?
Well, I think that they're getting into some of the solutions that, this panel is ongoing. But, it was a lot of it was just setting up to how we got here. One of the other folks who spoke was another California Congresswoman, Doris Matsui, who's Japanese American family was incarcerated during World War II. She herself was born in camp, and she talked about the frightening similarities between the anti-Asian climate back then and today. I also want to mention that the two newly elected congresswomen from Orange County, Republicans Michelle Steele and Young Kim, were also speaking as witnesses on the panel, and they condemned the violence. But for them, speaking of prescriptive solutions here, they used their time, Steele most notably, to speak out against affirmative action, which they find discriminatory to Asian Americans, which some of the other panelists found offensive and off topic, like Congresswoman Grace Meng of New York, who called the two congresswomen out.
All right. Josie Wong, KPECC and LAist reporter covering Asian American communities. Again, I'd like to hear from you. If you're Asian descent listener to Air Talk, your response to this, the conversations that you're having with family members and friends, and understanding, of course, that this attack that occurred the night before last is not in isolation, is that hearing in the House that Josie is describing is looking at the much more encompassing issue of historic attacks against Asian Americans. And what we've seen is the increase in a range of different assaults from verbal to physical against Asian Americans over the past 12 months of the pandemic. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. We also have a New York Times story that was published just about 2 hours ago with Tyler Bayless, a former roommate who said in an interview with New York Times reporter Nicholas Bogle Burrows that he lived with the suspect Robert Long at a halfway house in the Atlanta suburb of Roswell for 5 months, beginning in August of 2019. And according to Mr. Bayless in this interview, he said that the suspect, Mr. Long, would frequently talk about relapsing from sex addiction, that he visited a massage parlor to have sex with an employee there. He said that the suspect's admissions were always paired with discussions about his Christian faith. Tyler Bayless describing religious mania of Mr. Long, who was a member of a Baptist church in Milton, Georgia. Mr. Bayless, who was interviewed, said the suspect, Mr. Long, told him he had tried repeatedly to stop himself from acting on his sexual urges. Authorities said yesterday that the suspect confessed to committing the crimes, but claimed that this was as a result of sexual addiction. Obviously, we do not know the full motivations, and the investigation is ongoing to determine the extent to which race played a role in the attack on the predominantly Asian and women who were there at the three massage parlors that were attacked. Josie, can you speak a bit to the concern that people have expressed about how law enforcement characterized this at yesterday's news conference?
Right. Law enforcement officials said they could not say race was a factor. They also said that what set off a lot of folks was them describing Long as having had a bad day and just really trying to sound, in many ways, sounding like they were very empathetic towards the suspect when, and actually in a lot of the news coverage right now, this has been a criticism I've seen from folks is that from readers and from news consumers is that we are learning a heck of a lot about Long, and we know very little about the victims, especially the Asian victims. And a part of this may be that there is some kind of language barrier and that the media has not been able to find a way to culturally and linguistically cover these communities. But what I've been able to find about these suspects has been what I've seen interpreted from Korean language papers. And
Craig, you meant to say victims, not suspects, but just go right ahead.
I'm sorry about that. Yes.
No.
What I've been able to find out about the Asian victims are witnesses of the shooting outside of what I've seen from the mainstream media has come from Korean language papers. And one of the things that I've learned, for instance, is that for folks who can read Korean, is they're saying that some of the victims are older women who did the housekeeping work around these businesses and may have even lived on the premises. But as you mentioned, in the New York Times piece, they did say that Long was a customer of these massage parlors. And I feel like even though police have said that race is not a factor, they cannot say that it's a factor at this time. It's very hard from the outside looking in to not see how it does play a role. Six of the eight women Six of the eight victims were Asian women. The first business that Long attacked was called Young's Asian Massage, and then he drove 20-some miles to two other Asian businesses associated with Asian women. If he was indeed a customer of these massage parlors, then he was showing a preference for Asian women, and in his attacks, specifically targeting them. And this terrible shooting has actually sparked a larger conversation about the fetishization of Asian women that we continue to see in popular culture, in pornography, and on the streets. And Larry, I'm continuing to learn a great deal, even though I cover Asian American communities, I'm learning a great deal about how far this imagery, this fetishization goes back centuries, in fact, to the Page Act of 1872, which aimed to restrict immigration, but was in particular targeting Asian women seen by lawmakers back then as trying to come into the U.S. to be prostitutes. And this imagery really continues throughout our American history. This country fought wars overseas in the Philippines, Korea, Vietnam, and set up bases in other countries. So, yes, this has been a big learning experience for me as well.
Yeah, James, our producer, says, I didn't really get to fully digest the news until last night. I feel angered and powerless. James of Chinese descent joining us. Thank you so much, Josie. We appreciate it. We'll continue to follow your coverage on this terrible event and how it's felt here in Southern California.
The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at las.com/sweeps.